The phone that would not hang up.
The phone would not die. Right,
the cord that had a life of its own.
I like our cash setup today.
Shut up?
Our cash.
This is a great shut up.
No, our cash setup.
Oh.
Yeah?
The way we told
him. Secret?
It's secret. Kind of casual, taking a time.
Oh, we're not talking about Kashmir.
No, no, no.
And how we shut him up for good.
No. Or the Led Zeppelin song.
No.
But this sweater is fantastic.
It certainly is.
I love Kashmir. So that was What a Wonderful Puddle by Braid off Movie Music Volume 1.
They're a good band. Are they? You know, they were.
They were a very good band. They're all right. They could play their instruments. They know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
They could rock out of tune occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Good kids in the rock and roll world.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an aesthetic judgment. It's a moral judgment. So what do we got coming up for the peeps at home today?
Right about now, we got a we got an extended version because, you know, we all feel good. We all feel limber. But, you know, for whatever reason, it's, you know, we're looking forward to the PSAs. We're looking forward to them because, you know, there's something there on paper. We can react to them. And, you know, people dig the PSA segment. So we figured, since nobody's around, we might as well do an extended segment of what everyone really likes. And we could just, you know, taunt him with it later on. So it's a little segment right now for when the Oscars are over. And you realize what a horrid, horrid mistake you made by leaving the sound down the Oscars, not turning the what you guys like sound up. And you realize that the emptiness is back, as it is for 364 days a year. And you realize you need a little special something. That the house just doesn't do it for you anymore, that your cats, you know, even your cats are getting out more than you do, because they crawl out through that hole in the screen window, and you freak out and you have to put posters around the neighborhood, but they still get out more than you do. Little segment that'll tell you somewhere to go, tell you what to think about it, and really lay it all out for you. Little segment called Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
So real quick, I just want to cut and freeze. I want to freeze and cut to the person who hasn't quite got the idea down correctly and is currently watching What Jail Is Like with the sound down and listening to the Oscars.
And the award goes to...
This isn't really that funny this week, I guess. Cut back. I just thought the idea was... And a further show that nothing is working! Bring the paddles! Charge the 350 stat!
Maybe we should, maybe we should make this opposite day. Here, say a joke, Eric.
Boy, what's with those guys who are naturally devoted to Disney characters?
Nothing! Nothing is up with them. Good one, jerk.
Yeah, Mark's about to pee himself. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if he's crying or laughing.
Good one. Give me another one. I'm on fire.
This
stuff is gold.
All right, let's go. Many of the working poor throughout Champaign and the rest of Illinois struggle to find affordable transportation to and from their jobs. I think there may be a fallacy in this sentence. I'll leave that for you guys to figure out. They're poor.
You know, what are they saying? America is a land of opportunity. It works out eventually if you have a good idea and if you work hard.
Yeah, you know, and
for everyone,
the little guys. The truck program. That's. I think this is funny. We're dealing with the poor, who you know. I mean, you know, that's where literacy rate is lowest is amongst you know poorer families, and they decided to spell truck T-R-U-C. There we go. That's good. Let's help those people out. Transportation Resources of Urbana-Champaign can help. Truck. A program of the Urban League of Champaign County in partnership with Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation.
Too many L's!
No, people dig, the kids dig the alliteration, guys.
Whenever Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation plays at like a club, the club owners are furious because they don't have that many elves.
They don't have that many elves.
They're turning seven.
We're not
over.
Booking you guys anymore, Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation. You're gone. Besides, your fans don't drink anyway.
Just change your name to Abe's Kids.
That's good. Rock out of my shoe. We'll help individuals and families achieve self-sufficiency. It means you never have to breathe or pass waste products again. And make the transition from welfare to work by leasing cars donated from the community at a low cost, usually $20 to $50 a month. Wait, hold on. I don't have a car. I'm totally into this.
That's because I leased it to the poor. I went into...
You ass! Community members who donate their vehicles to Truck are eligible to claim the full market value of those vehicles on their tax return. Most important, those who donate can rest assured that their vehicle is helping someone in need get to and keep their crack appointments. Oh, I'm sorry, their job. For information on... this is for crooks, for criminals. This is a great idea. It's like, get as many cars as you can and use them in your... No, it's leased to somebody else, dude.
No, stealing this house is my job.
For information on how you can donate vehicles or money to the Truck program, please contact LaShondra Hambrick.
I don't know how you steal a house, though, just for clarification.
Well, they've got those ones that they like. You see with a truck that a truck has like driving down a highway, you know, yeah. And like whoever pulls those people, is that house yours?
Wow.
On your truck?
It must be a secret on how to steal a house.
Yeah. It's a speaker to me.
At the Urban League of Champaign County, 363-3333. Too many threes. When 363-3333 gets booked at clubs...
Forget it.
The owners are furious. They have to start turning E's around.
And their fans don't drink!
Extension 31.
People coming in and asking, you want me to pay $3,033 for a draft? Forget it, man!
All right, go.
It's opposite crushed. Day. That killed.
Yeah. Just crushed something. I think it was the leprechaun.
Preschool groups are invited to come to the Urbana Free Library for a fun fair. Fun fairs in quotes.
Since when do preschool groups like wait for an invitation? Mm. I mean, they do damn near anything they want.
Just run places and scream.
Dude, can I have an invitation to poop in my pants? Okay.
Fun fair on Thursday mornings in March.
No, it's okay that I pulled Susie's hair. She gave me an invitation.
From 9:30 to 10 a.m. Well, that's good. It's good they don't have the preschoolers up at 9:30 to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
For stories, songs, puppets, and films. Four things that I love to see together.
Well, what's very interesting about the presentation is that it's actually going to be a seamless blend, so they're going to keep flashing them back and forth. It's going to be like a momentary image of a puppet. It's going to flash up. It's going to look maybe like a king with a big red button nose that's going to flash down. It's going to be a film of like a horse that's running, and then it's going to come back down. And then there's
like
going
to... Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
And all the kids' eyeballs strapped wide open.
Right. What Eric pointed out is, how are you going to get groups and groups of preschool kids to sit down and... And I'll have fun for half an hour. It takes half an hour to get them in the door, off the bus.
They've calculated the attention span of the average preschooler to be 7.5 minutes. If it's bright and shiny, you got 7.5 minutes, and then they're gone.
I don't think you can call it a fair if it's only half an hour long. I think
and these
a
are
time
things
requirement
that don't. These are completely
fairs.
Like fairs usually have some interactive element. These are like, sit the kids down, throw some puppets at them, let them watch a snippet of The Godfather.
Literally throw puppets at them.
That's interactive.
To attend, register with the Children's Department in advance at 367-4069.
Just don't use a heavy puppet and aim for the soft spot.
Mom, you've got like 97 PSAs.
Yeah, here. I've got one lame joke about every single one of them. Like, I don't have multiple jokes. I've got one lame joke.
Maybe if we can all go with one lame joke off of each one, that's three per card. I think that's like 18 for what you got there.
Okay.
Start with the weakest material. Let's finish strong.
Okay, here's the weakest of them. Although I mirror this joke later on, so you'll see. I'm going to do this one PSA, and I want you to listen to it, except... In this PSA, I'm going to replace the word care, where it would appear in this PSA, I'm going to say poop. And where it would say right, and right is with a capital R, where it says right in this PSA, I'm going to say horse's ass. So, here we go. Just do the mental re-replacements by yourself. If you know someone in a nursing home, you need to know about the long-term poop ombudsman program. It's a program. I'm losing it already. It's a program that protects the horses' asses of nursing home residents. Residents have a horse's ass to receive safe and quality poop. The horse's ass to make their own decisions whenever possible. The horse's ass to play an active role in developing their own plan of poop. Nursing home residents do have horses' asses.
It gets funnier as you go.
For information, call the Illinois Department on Aging at 1-800-252-8966. Poop, 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 horse's ass.
Wow.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
The Alzheimer's Association is a national nonprofit organization based in Chicago, working through more than 200 chapters. The association stands by victims of Alzheimer's diseases, their families, and their caregivers. Call the local chapter at 217-351-1726 or toll free at 1-888-686-1726. I just really don't think that it's been languishing, I think, in the back of the box since we got it, so I think it's an important thing to get out there for the people.
Do you have one, Matt?
Oh.
Hey, gotta go to the strongest material, you know?
Yeah.
I got a lame joke, too, for this one. So
okay, cool.
Stay closely.
Bring it up.
The city of Urbana has announced a public hearing schedule for its proposed consolidated plan and its annual action plan. The consolidated plan is the city's 5-year plan for federally funded local programs. The central goal of the consolidated plan is to provide decent housing and a settled living environment and to expand economic opportunities, principally to low-income and moderate-income persons. The annual action plan includes the Community Development Block Grant budget for Urbana and coordination of home programs, housing funds for Urbana, Champaign, Rantoul, and Champaign County. Cut to Urbana, City of Urbana's consolidated plan last year. Just put everybody in one house.
Okay.
And then take all the houses that are left and divide them up. And then
point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
My milk is sour.
Oh, this meeting's adjourned. I think I peed myself. The meeting's still going on. We have a cup back in.
Okay.
I know. That's fine.
Oh, I know.
Sir! Sir!
Yes.
I Sir!
Yes. Stop staring at my wet spot.
Sir, I'd like to second his opinion that his milk is sour. I have taken a sip and it is definitely sour. I'd like to second that. Motion.
Like to withdraw my motion from the floor. Milk's okay.
Now withdraw my urine from the floor. Let's see, try to do
that. The tobacco lobby's got to you.
God, this meeting's going on long.
All right, bring in the clowns. But wait, we're supposed to be helping people get housing. And we forgot about our goal of housing the poor.
Hey, guys, look what's on the local origination channel. There's some town meeting. It's going berserk.
Those clowns? They've got clowns. That's cool. All
right, cut back.
Wow, we pulled that back like frames of reference and stuff.
I know.
The draft plans are available for public review and written comment at the Urbana Free Library.
This sucks! In Big Ben. It's my written comment.
It's like coffee stains all over it.
I hope when Ebert comes to town, he reviews their plan.
Yeah, it looks good. Public hearings are scheduled for 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Thursday, March 16th.
Looking at my watch.
And I'm sure they went beautifully.
Why?
Totally Dave Letterman. That's what happens when you don't clean out the PSA box.
Okay, I'm going to do...
this one's from February 24th.
Fucking sweet.
I'm going to do another PSA now. The only reason I'm reading this PSA is that I think it's very cool, but once this word had the word new in it, now the word new has been crossed out. So I think that's kind of interesting. And... Rainbow Coffee House, and then the new is crossed out. It was once new, now it's not new. It has escaped new status. It's no longer new. It's aged to the point of, you know, no more newness. But it's still there, apparently. And it is a smoke-free, not-for-profit coffee space for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transsexuals, and their allies. And it's open on Tuesday evenings. The coffee house takes place weekly in the ETC coffee house space located at the corner of Green and Goodwin in Urbana. They've got this big wooden sign out front. You just can't miss. Run entirely by volunteers, prices will only be enough to cover the cost of materials and a small breakage replacement fund. So if they lose their breakage, they're going to have to replace that. They're going to have to it's a long drive to go get more breakage.
There's very few places you can pick up breakage in this town.
Yeah, so it's kind of a drive. They got to pay for gas, you know, pay someone to go get it. But they're going to keep it as small as possible, and I respect that a lot. Rainbow Coffee House is open every Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., and that's at the ETC Coffee House space, Green and Goodwin in Urbana.
McKinley Toastmasters Club. Freeze. Cut to the latest issue of Toastmasters. Toastmasters roll call. Rye?
Roar!
Wheat?
Right here.
And I'm... And where's Texas?
Well, I'm right here, partner.
Texas, Ryan Wheat. They are the Toastmasters.
Well, seems like them there English muffin gang has run off with the First National Bank of Toastville.
Those penny wastes.
Exactly what I was thinking, Rye. I think it's time to get into the Cuisinart Toastmobile and head on down to English Muffin Gang's headquarters in England. Somewhere. Let's go!
Meanwhile, at the English Muffin Gang's secret evil headquarters in evil England.
Radio. I'm just rolling in butter.
Look at your nooks and crannies
filled with butter, melting. Oh, jelly, you tease jelly.
Radio, where's the...
Meanwhile, in the Toastmaster Mobile...
Woohoo! Open containers and gun racks. That's what I love about being Texas Toast.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at the super secret evil headquarters of the English Ryan Gang.
Ooh, we've got the bank now.
Right. Meanwhile, at the home of Tina Sesame Seed, the wife of Rye's alter ego, Brock.
I wonder where my husband is.
Ding dong.
Roar.
Oh, hello, Brock.
Roar, roar.
Oh, your glasses look dashing today.
Roar.
You know, Rye, Brock, I've always thought you bore striking resemblance to Toastmaster Rye.
Roar.
If you took off your glasses, you would look a little bit like him. You want to go in the bedroom and play Naughty English Muffin and the Toastmaster again?
Cut to the back seat of the headquarters of the Toast.
What a wonderful mobile headquarters we have here.
Texas, when you look at me in this light, I just... Cut to the English Muffin headquarters.
Rightio!
We've got the toast!
Nooks and crannies!
Butter! God, this is a long issue.
Tune in next week for the 72-page spectacular, My Toast Myself! Cut back.
I'm totally not bagging that issue. That issue's going. That book has gone downhill since the original creative team left.
Yeah. Bend, fold, spindle, and mulet.
Let me finish this. The Toastmasters Club offers opportunities to gain self-confidence and build career skills through tips and practice in public speaking. Toastmasters welcomes guests to its meeting every Thursday. Oh, you know, we had that backwards. Cut to the new issue of Toastmasters with long-winded toast, short and pithy toast. It's See, it's not really bread toast. It's toast as in, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, never mind. Cut back. Every Thursday evening at 5:45 p.m. At the Champaign Park District's Springer Cultural Center at the northwest corner of Randolph and Church Streets in downtown Champaign. It's nice to know somebody's using the cultural center.
You know, the rumor is that buried underneath that that cultural center is the actual Springer. And they, like, put the cultural center on top of it to keep the evil contained.
But if you go, it's supposed to be go down one of the sub basements.
Yeah.
There's a small door. Don't open that door.
No.
Don't disturb the protective wards. For more information about McKinley Toastmasters Club, call 355-1406 or 398-2786. The Toastmaster will be happy to take your call.
While Social Security benefits were never meant to be your sole source of income in retirement, it is important to know what benefits you can expect from Social Security when you're eligible. To help you build your financial future, check the mail for your annual Social Security statement. Look for the statement about 3 months before your next birthday. It has information you can use to build your financial future. Public service announcement from the Social Security Administration. Cut to Eric Ramson's Social Security statement for last year. Dear Mr. Ramson.
That's me.
It's come to our attention that you have a profound lack of friends.
Well.
When you engage in social activities in a bar or a restaurant or a party, i.e., everyone hates you and ignores you.
Why did they put the i.e. after all the examples?
So, at this point in your career, you shouldn't feel very secure about your social status. Because you have no friends. Sincerely, the Social Security Administration.
This is a load of donkey crap.
You all right, Eric? You're looking pretty down over there.
Look what the Social Security sent me. And a narrator.
Wow.
You got to take a drink? I'm getting a little parched.
Get back in the envelope,
that's
you bastard.
That's a lot of extra postage.
What an ass face. Jeez.
I'll cut back.
Oh, thanks.
Appreciate that.
I'm going up to my audio footnote to get a drink of water.
I'm going to my hole. I'm crawling in it.
Come on. Pull out the strong one. Let's finish strong, Mark.
Yeah, you want the strong one?
I want the strong one.
Okay. In this PSA...
Oh, Mickey Mouse stuff.
In this PSA, I'm going to take the word father, and I'm going to replace it in its every occurrence with horse. Horse. And every time the word children occurs in this PSA, I'm going to replace it with ass. Ass. If you're a horse who doesn't see your ass, you may think you have no influence over it. But here's the influence you have. It'll be twice as likely to drop out of high school, 37% more likely to abuse drugs, 40% more likely to attempt suicide. Give your ass a better chance. Give it the emotional and financial support it needs. It's your ass. Be its horse. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ed Council, and the station. For more information, call 1-877-557-212. I think I just saved the show.
You think everybody will believe we're just doing an homage to Academy Award-winning film Titanic?
Yes.
Because this is the part where Matt and I clutch each other as we watch from, like, a mile up. Sorry. As the boat begins to sink.
Which one dies? Me or you?
You. My heart will go on.
Right.
Mark is the unsinkable Molly Brown.
No, Mark is Billy Zane.
I'm all kinds of Billy Zane.
Who lives past the movie eyebrows. But then kills himself out of guilt years later.
That's good. Mark does not understand the concept of guilt.
No, I don't.
And therefore will not kill himself.
I tried to have it installed in me.
Windows Guilt 2000.
Yes, but it didn't take. Okay, let's go off to a song. And be by ourselves for a while. We'll get back in touch
with
you.
This is a desperate plea to anyone listening. Please come down to the studio in about 20 minutes.
And shoot us.
No. And rescue my dead body. And alert my parents. I won't make it to this break alive.
Eric, you got another Brit song?
Yeah, you only give me a second. Do you still have one of the CDs in there?
I might. I don't know, man.
Right, okay, we're changing the name of this to Eric Ramson and What Jail's Like. All right, hold on, give me a second. Oh, I know these songs pretty much by heart. Why don't we play? Can we play three? Play three.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's a that I already track. Have. What? On CD one, you've got it. You don't have both of them.
Okay. This is track three from Braid's Movie Music, which is coming out on Tuesday. What Jail Is Like, 359-9338.